Earth and Sky.
It's always hard to do things that people think you can't do, but of course that's also where it's a really exciting place to work.
You're listening to UCLA astronomer Andrea Ghez, and I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science. Ghez was awarded a MacArthur Fellowship in 2008, known as a Genius Grant, of $500,000 to seed her future research. Her research is on the black hole, which she discovered to be at the center of our Milky Way galaxy. Here's Andrea Ghez. Dr. Ghez, welcome to Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science.
Thanks for having me.
How does it feel to receive a MacArthur Fellowship Award?
Oh, I feel incredibly lucky to have received this award. It's a tremendous honor. And as I learn more about this fellowship, I'm humbled and at the same time really inspired.
What inspired you to want to become an astronomer?
Oh, that's a hard one. Hindsight's always 20/20. When I was a kid, the first moon landings were happening. So I think that was my early interest in the sky. But at the same time, I think at that time, I also wanted to be a ballet dancer. So I don't really know how astronomy won out over the ballet career. Probably that's where my talent lay. And I had a great time when I was a kid, just looking at the night sky.
Now, tell me a little bit about some of the research that you're doing into what's thought to be a black hole in the center of our Milky Way galaxy.
Well, as you say, I study black holes, which are really wild objects. Nothing in our everyday experience prepares us to understand these objects or how space and time near them works. So they're simultaneously some of the most massive and smallest objects in our universe. And I've been fascinated by black holes actually ever since I was a kid. And fortunately, as a professional astronomer today, I'm very fortunate to have access to the Keck telescope, which is the largest telescope in the world through my position at UCLA. And this amazing telescope has allowed me to study the stars at the center of our galaxy. And by measuring how these stars orbit the center of our galaxy, just like planets orbit the sun, I've been able to prove that not only that supermassive black holes exist, but that one exists at the very center of our galaxy. The black hole has a mass of about 4 million times the mass of the sun and has an event horizon, which is the last place you can get any information from, that is only about 10 times the radius of the sun.
Now, you talked earlier about this fascination and some of the frustration involved in studying black holes. Tell me more about that. What did you mean?
Well, it's always hard to do things that people think you can't do. But of course, that's also where it's really exciting. It's a really exciting place to work. Some of the keys to all this research has been the ability to correct for the distorting effects of the Earth's atmosphere. So usually when you take a telescope and look at the night sky, the distorting effects of the atmosphere blur our images of stars. And this is very much like looking at pebbles at the bottom of a stream, where the streaming motion of the water makes it really hard to get a good picture of the pebble. And people didn't know how to correct for this distorting effect, which means you couldn't see the center of the galaxy. So the first challenge that we had was to overcome this this problem of our atmosphere. Great for us to live here on Earth, but really a headache for astronomers. So I've been working to enable new technologies, like one we like to call adaptive optics, to make these corrections. And with these corrections, we've been able to see the detail, which is a factor of 20 improvement. And, you know, if you think about your daily life, what a factor of 20 means, if somebody said you would make a factor of 20 more tomorrow, if, I don't know, if your house became a factor of 20 times smaller, you'd noticed. This is what's made it possible to do this research and has really made a big impact in a lot of other areas as well.
What are some of the big questions that you and other scientists are trying to answer about black holes?
Well, some of the key questions that are out there today are understanding actually what a black hole is. People actually can't explain the inner workings of a black hole, and that's because we don't know how to make the study of things that are very small, that's the study of quantum mechanics, work together with the study of things that have a lot of gravity, and that's the study of general relativity. And when we can figure out how to make those two things work together, we'll actually understand what the inner workings of a black hole are. We'd also like to know how they formed. We'd like to know how they affect their environment, what the coupling to the formation of the galaxy was in the beginning. They're a great opportunity to study physics in ways that we can't today.
Now, earlier you were talking about the looking at the motion of stars in this area where the black hole is thought to be in the middle of our galaxy. What are your thoughts on the ability of astronomers to actually see the details of what's going on?
Well, I think that's going to improve with time. I mean, this is something that I really hope to do. And in particular, I'm really thrilled to have these MacArthur funds to allow me to really take a look at taking some much larger risks in my research. And I think really pushing forward on our technology and our ability to see the details of these stars is something that I'm really interested in doing. Today, we're using while it seems complicated, what we're doing today, this adaptive optics business where we shine a laser up into the sky and generate an artificial star to correct the effects of the atmosphere. If we want to do this in the future with even larger telescopes, and in fact, one of the most exciting things or one of the most exciting projects that I'm involved in is the 30-meter project. This is to build a 30-meter telescope that's a factor of 3 times bigger than what we have today. The systems that you would need to correct the atmosphere are much more complicated. So instead of just shining one laser up, you need to shine a constellation of maybe five lasers into the sky to make these corrections. And with that, we should be able to see deviations from a perfect ellipse. These stars are orbiting the center of the galaxies, just like the planets orbit the sun in these ellipses. But general relativity should make these things deviate from that perfect ellipse. And so we should be able to use these stars at the center of our galaxy to test general relativity in a way that it's never been possible to do before. So this is a unique opportunity to understand how black holes work.
Dr. Guest, thank you very much again for taking this time out to speak with us. What would you like to tell young people, especially women, who are thinking about becoming an astronomer?
Oh, I think it's really important to pursue something that you have a true passion for. And as a student, to find a supportive advisor. And for women students in fields where there are very few women, often the most supportive advisors are those who have young daughters.
You've been listening to Andrea Ghez talking about her research and her 2008 MacArthur Fellowship Award. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar, and you're listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.